Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a bizarre circumstance in Wyoming. Wyoming only has one congressman. It's two senators because the Senate is divided, two senators per state, doesn't matter what the population. Wyoming has two senators. California has two senators. Wyoming only has about 700,000 people. California is pushing 40 million people. They each have two senators and two electoral votes for the Senate seats. That was put into effect back in the 18th century. We're not going to get into now how that happened and what should be done about it. However, the House of Representatives is apportioned by population. And right now, there are 435 seats, and you just divide 435 into the population of the United States, and that's basically how you get a congressional seat. Right now, a congressional seat is roughly every 700,000 people. That's real rough, real rough. Wyoming has about that many people, so they get one seat. So their member of Congress runs at large, so to speak, statewide. There's no congressional district within Wyoming. Wyoming is a congressional district. And their representative is Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney conducted herself magnificently, standing up to Donald Trump, saying the party's got to get away from Trump, beyond Trump, and that he is destroying democracy. I will say, and I got to throw this in right now, as much as I admire Liz Cheney for that stand, when she was asked about the voter suppression bills around the country in Georgia, Arizona, Florida, Texas, and elsewhere that really restrict people's right to vote, especially in minority communities and especially in large urban communities, regardless of race, where you get a lot of Democratic votes. For instance, some rules in Texas only apply to counties of over a million people. Well, where do you think they are? Selective impacting on Democratic areas, minority areas. She was asked about all that, and she refused to draw a link between her attacks on Trump and his attacks on our democracy and these voter suppression bills. She refused to admit that, refused to draw a link. So I admire her for what she did in standing up for Trump. I very much hope that she and Mitt Romney are the force to take over the Republican Party, which is to say, take it back to being a conventional conservative party that believes in democracy, because we need that. We can't be a one-party state. Mexico is a one-party state for over 50 years and almost fell apart. You can't be a one-party state. You need to be two-party. And when I say state, I mean governmental entity, not an individual state of the United States. So I wish her and Romney the best in recapturing the Republican Party, but it is sobering to see that she refuses to acknowledge the link between these voter suppression bills and the perpetuation of the Trump lie. Now, it may be that she just figures that she has to get reelected. She has to throw some bones to them. So we'll see. We'll see. Her job in getting reelected just got a little easier. About five people that have announced against her. One of them is a state senator named Anthony Bouchard, Republican, Wyoming, Trump acolyte, Trump disciple, Trump slave, servile to Trump the way Trump was servile to Putin, challenging Liz Cheney. Well, just now, he admitted that he got a 14-year-old girl pregnant when he was 18. They got married briefly, and she committed suicide at the age of 20. It's a very sad thing, very, very sad. I don't want to get into it. But you know something, enough's enough, Anthony Bouchard, trying to knock off Liz Cheney because she wasn't servile to Trump, you ain't the guy. And quite frankly, the other four ain't the guys either. Trump's going to go in there sniffing and grubbing around, looking for an acolyte and a disciple to take off Liz Cheney. I'm rooting for Liz Cheney in that particular race. She's got to get reelected. As far as I'm concerned, she should be on the ticket in 2024, stood up for democracy, but I am casting a jaundiced eye at her going forward because she would not stand up against the voter suppression bills. And that is the report. That's the report from Wyoming. Now we turn to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, you know something? I don't know why I have to turn to Marjorie Taylor Greene so frequently. She's marginal, QAnon, stripped of her committee assignments, roams the halls like the Flying Dutchman, going hauntingly, walking down the halls looking for something to do. Well, the problem is, here's what she finds to do. She attacks and denounces people, attacks and denounces Democrats. Her latest, she said that Nancy Pelosi is mentally ill, and she compared the mask rule in the House to the Holocaust. Now, that is disgusting. It's beyond disgusting. I'm tired of people so casually mentioning, much less comparing anything to the Holocaust. There's nothing to compare it to. And mentioning and talking about Hitler and this kind of fetishistic talk, saying that, he was right and that kind of thing. The far right doing this, and frankly, some of the far left doing it. And that's got to stop. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, here's a little background on Marjorie Taylor Greene. Before she was elected to the House in Georgia, and you know, I got to say, what kind of district elects her? I mean, I'm thinking, say she ran in Wisconsin. You could take the most conservative district in Wisconsin. Somebody like that shows up and people would blanch and they would run the other way. I mean, there's a core decency. And I know there is in Georgia. I briefly did was stationed in the Navy there for some training school. I have friends there. Been to Atlanta. It's a great state. But how do you elect Marjorie Taylor Greene? Well, you know, before she was elected, she suggested that Nancy Pelosi be assassinated. And she suggested that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton be assassinated. And she wasn't investigated by the Secret Service. Or if she was, they never disclosed it. That kind of talk is irresponsible. Started with Trump. Trump saying that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. Saying that Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed. That's the kind of thing Putin would say. It's a thing like the strong man in Belarus would say. That's not what we say in American democracy. That kind of talk has got to be ratcheted down. I think that it has contributed to increased violence in this society, including by police, including by just random actors who go out there and shoot people and beat them up. When you have the leader of the country, Trump, saying stuff like that, it gives permission to other people to start thinking the same way. But Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks the same way. And that's got to stop. You can't have a member of Congress just say, the speaker, I don't care if it's the same party or not. If, God forbid, Kevin McCarthy were ever to become speaker, God forbid, I would not want a Democrat to say he was mentally ill or he should be assassinated. I'd call that out. I would call that out. That is just dead wrong. You've got to have a certain amount of comedy, spelled C-O-M-I-T-Y, not C-O-M-E-D-Y, in the House of Representatives. You've got to be able to sit down and talk, no matter what you feel about the other person. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is kind of an advanced, I don't know, malignant cell that kind of sweeps through the bloodstream and is poisoning a lot of things. It's ultimately QAnon, of course, and that's the outfit that she was linked with until she was elected to Congress, and she's downplaying it quite a bit. Say what, we're going to the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.